Daddy.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Challenge. I'm Brian.
Din.
Amanda.
I snuck in there in the middle.
You did.
Welcome to the Challenge. This is our second episode we're doing today, so we're probably going to be a little punchy. Amanda's already punching her mic. So we're
off to a good start. Amanda, are you getting drunk over there?
I am getting a little warm.
All right, here we go.
Well, I'm tippy tied. That's why I said we should have done the reunion second.
No, this is better.
Like my facets.
This is better.
To be there for like the main
we
show.
We don't. The people who complain and reviews do.
Yeah.
We prefer it this way.
Yeah. The drunker the better. Let's get it on, Amanda.
Head over to challengepod.com, join the Facebook group, join our Patreon. That's some watery ice. You're going to spill it. Make it look like you peed your pants when you were just in the bathroom. Head over to challengepod.com, join the Facebook group. Also join our Patreon, $5 tiers. Get to watch the video episodes.
Hello, video watchers.
So you get to watch Amanda dump ice water under her crotch.
let's zero in now. There she is. There she is.
Just getting all this fucking rum and shit out.
Yeah.
It's not rum.
Party down.
She's drinking pieces of ice or pieces of glass right now.
Drinking glass?
One of our glasses broke in the bag. There's shards of glass everywhere. You're just inhaling it.
That's scary. Do you guys remember back in the day when you used to drink Goldschlagers?
No.
And the theory was
that gold flakes.
Yeah, they cut your throat on the way down, and so they get you drunker faster because you got little cuts all in your throat.
No one
that's
told
what
me that.
Everybody always told me about Goldschlagers. I think they're full of shit. I don't think that's true. But that's what so they always said about Goldschlager.
Something Tim's like believed for like 25 years.
I've never believed it, but it still comes up.
Good Lord.
Making shit up, Tim.
I do not make shit up.
So yeah, this is that new Bailey's Almond. It's the almond milk.
You can't call it almond. You got to call it almond.
Almond.
You got to make it sound fancy.
The Bailey's Almond Milk Liqueur. We're supposed to have Nutcracker cocktails, which was going to be 1 ounce of whiskey, 1 ounce of this Bailey's Almond, 1 ounce of Kahlua, and then a splash of cream. But guess who forgot the cream?
Wolfie, you fucking asshole.
No, not Wolfie.
Trust me.
Amanda.
I brought all the stuff
forgot
I was
the cream.
Supposed to bring.
So Amanda's over
Wolfie
here just
brought the cream.
Making a version of the cocktail sans cream. So that's what
she's used to that.
I guess.
Look at this. Isn't the second episode better? We're punchier. We're having fun. It's all good. Amanda, that drink looks good.
So yeah, you want me to make you one of these without cream? For real?
Yeah, sure. Why not? I'll put my beer away. Sure. Why not? Let's do it.
Listen, I've got two cups. That's all I've got. So
sorry, Wolfie. You want this, Wolfie? Nah. It's pretty good. I don't want to drink your liquor though. Do you want that, Wolfie?
And I'll just
keep drinking beer.
Go ahead. All right. You know how much liquor we have in the house for somebody who doesn't really drink?
Too goddamn much. Too much. All right. Well, Merry Christmas, Challenge fans. We're
recording this Christmas Day. Woo!
None of us are having a great Christmas.
No,
it's fine though. We're drinking, we're spending it with the people we love, which is our Challenge fans.
And the internet. Hello, internet.
We're done with Collins, right?
Yeah,
we can be done.
Sure. Unless somebody wants to call in for All Stars.
Yeah, if you want to call in,
say something in the chat room.
Put you on there.
It's a very, very just low key episode.
Hey, yo, it's the fucking All-Stars, King's Palace.
Safety Palace.
Hey, so I really hated that King's Palace shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Real fucking over.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Fucking sick of that shit. I don't know. It's just a little too loud for me. I just feel like alliances need to be quieter. I'm on Brad's side with this. You fucking keep that shit to yourself. Yeah, Brad. Me and Brad are buddies. It's like you keep that shit to yourself. Like you don't need to make a big deal out of it, and especially when you make a big stink about your alliance, and then you're offended when people are against the alliance.
We're gonna have to do finger stirring.
That's all right.
That's what we're doing here. Nope, we're doing finger stirring. That's what we're doing.
We'll do it.
Tim and I are getting.
Oh man, this looks good.
Sorry about you, friends.
If you want to see
down in there in the bottom, you gotta get the clue.
You want to see two people finger bang some drinks? This is the $5 video tier for you.
Get up.
Look at me. Look at me dipping that shit, yo.
Good Lord. Alphonse says this is the best Christmas with you guys.
Oh, Alphonse.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Alphonse. You guys are putting me in a much better mood. I was having a time, and I knew I just needed to get here and do this, and I'm glad.
There we go.
I'm glad we're here.
I'm
just here for the pizza afterwards.
I'm real excited about the pizza.
Me too. Have we verified they're actually open anymore?
I've looked. It looked like they were. There was nothing that said they weren't.
They are closed. Okay.
We'll do it. We'll try it out.
Now, whether they're going to be open after we finish this, who knows?
Well, let's finish it fast.
We're not finishing at 5 a.m. Yeah, right? A little splash of heavy cream. You can tell where that would bring the richness and make it just even more decadent.
Why don't you give the recipe out?
Yeah. So this is a recipe from a very adorable retired man that is a courier at my work. Who knows that I like bourbon. So
that's how Amanda's known to the workspace. Oh, it's Amanda who likes to drink.
Yeah, I like bourbon. So it is 1 ounce.
I said, where's the fucking bourbon? What movie?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Jesus Christ. Nightmare on Elm Street 3.
Oh, I do love that
where's
movie.
The bourbon?
How could I forget?
Then he shows up and he's like, bitch, I said, where's the fucking bourbon? And he stabs her in the neck with his claws.
Oh, part three, huh?
So Jesus. I'm kind of sad.
I just recently rewatched all those and I don't remember that scene.
Jesus.
But anyways, let's get back to this cocktail. It is 1 ounce of good bourbon, which good is debatable.
Subjective.
Yeah. So this is just Knob Creek.
Knob Creek is a good bourbon.
Yes.
Though. That's a pricey one.
It's a nice, I think it's a nice middle of the road bourbon.
Yeah.
And then 1 ounce of Kahlua. And 1 ounce of the Bailey's Almond, which is the almond milk Bailey's. Yep. And then it's supposed to be also a splash of cream stirred over ice.
Yeah.
So it's good. Don't have the splash of cream, but it's delicious.
Well, cheers. Merry Christmas, Amanda.
Merry Christmas.
Wolfie, I guess Merry Christmas
cheers,
to you.
Cheers, I broke his cup, so sorry about that.
Oh, now we got to listen to some Nightmare on Elm Street screaming. There it was.
See, come on, everybody.
But yeah, I do feel like it's an excellent Christmas cocktail, the Nutcracker.
Joker wants to know what pizza joint is open on Christmas. It's a little place called Hoops.
It's a bar.
Yeah.
You must have missed the previous pre-show, but.
But they make homemade pizza.
Me and Wolfie used to spend every Christmas at Hoops, and so we're bringing back an old tradition.
Yeah. Listen to the pre-show. We talked about a fight that we saw happening out front once.
Yeah. Good times.
It's great.
And if you want to hear the pre-show, you got to give us money to do it on Patreon, and it's there.
Yeah. Amanda, you want to get in this episode? Tell us what's up. What happened?
Ready.
Wait, I want to do it.
Who went home?
You got notes. Remember when Amanda wasn't going to have to take notes on All-Stars? Do you remember this? Well, this was a weird pipe dream we lived in.
You can blame Tim.
Hey, I can take notes. I'm happy to
take
the notes.
I'm just kidding.
Tim would have got divorced.
Just telling
jokes.
Right.
Amanda, are you laying a guilt trip on me because of my divorce? Is that what you're doing?
No, I'm just laying some jokes.
Good job, Fessy.
I'm just laying some jokes from early in the season that said something about how I didn't have to take
your
notes.
Your jokes are a dagger to my heart. Amanda.
You seem real
listen,
up
you
about
said
it.
You were fine. I'm fine. No, anyways, I'm kidding. All right, here we go, folks. This is All-Stars Season 2, Episode 7, titled Save the Palace.
Yeah, little much. Little much here.
Listen, I'm in it.
You're in it? Are you in it for MTV? Fuck, and
I'm in it
Paramount
for tech
Plus?
Is what I'm cheating, in it for.
Cheating, skirting the rules to keep the King's Palace intact.
Yeah.
We'll get to that at the end.
Yeah.
It's not cheating.
It is cheating.
No, it's not. Go ahead.
It's production.
We'll do it,
putting their finger on the
scales. But
it
was to save my boy Tech, so I don't care. Tech would have gone home in this instance, and you fucking
you
know
think?
It.
You
so
think?
Stop it. Right now, we're thankful. We're thankful that Tech is still there.
All right. I'll play along.
He's a hometown boy, and we love him dearly. So
P-Town, represent.
The previously on was done by our hometown boy, Tech. standing in front of his completed puzzle masterpiece at the last challenge. And then Tech starts off this episode with a rap he wrote about King's Palace. They all dance
rap it
around.
For us, Amanda. Rap it. Do you have the lyrics?
I do not have the lyrics. No. they dance around, and I cannot rap, so it would be literally like the worst white girl moment ever.
Pull it up.
I've heard this song is on iTunes. If it is, I'm going to buy it.
It's produced, okay? I was going to leave it to the end, but...
Oh, do you have it?
No, the song was produced, though. They recorded it because at the end of the episode, it's the recorded studio version them singing it, which is brilliant.
I didn't even notice.
I'm just sad that they didn't include my girl Melinda in the recording. She must have been busy or not available, but it is definitely Nehemiah and Tech.
It's $1. I just bought it.
Tim's your favorite song.
It's fab. Yeah, you're going to have to play it once it downloads here.
Yeah.
So anyways, they dance around. They are excited about the new members. Here we go. Palace. Yes. You got it plugged in. You had it plugged into the board earlier. Where do you got it? Come on, plug it in.
How do we do it here?
Are you Bluetooth in? What are you?
I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
Tim doesn't know how to work his phone.
Get yourself together here.
What do you mean I don't know how to work my phone?
Well, every call we took.
Hang on, we're getting there.
Every call we took.
How it's playing now.
Hey, just relax over there. We're going to get there.
Good Lord.
It's connecting. There it goes.
This is the worst podcast ever.
There we go.
There he goes. Get it.
There it is. We make your bed, set them up. Then knock them dead. Yeah. Play no games. You know the rules. Tell all the
things. Jesus.
Tech Money featuring Letarian.
Tech. Yes. It's just him and Letarian. It's no Nehemiah in there.
That's, well, it's like cut off, you know?
Okay, yeah.
Yep, there it is.
I'm sure we're not going to get sued for playing this on the air.
All right.
Listen, we're supporting him. What are you talking about? We're supporting him. Go out and download it for a dollar. Give him the money. We gave him the money. Go get it. So anyways, this was fabulous. Yes, like I said, you could tell he was reading off of his legal pad that he had jotted down the lyrics to this new song. And by the end of the episode, it's Pete. These are Peach. That's Blackberry. But by the end of the episode, they're playing this produced version of the song. And so, I'm all in it that, Tech has, put this together. So, but they dance around, kind of talk about their new members, Ayana and Jasmine. Everyone else looks really annoyed because they can hear them in the other rooms.
I call selective editing.
Yeah, I do too.
Oh, yeah.
Even Jasmine looks a little uncomfortable with this. Like, she's trying to embrace it.
She's sort of been absorbed into this.
There's no point in fighting it.
No.
So she kind of embraces it, gives everybody hugs and tries to make the best of it. But you can tell she's not exactly comfortable here.
Yeah, she basically says that she's excited to have Letarian as a partner. And she's going to tell everybody there that she's with them and everything. But... she's going to do her own thing, basically, is what she gets across.
Yeah.
Then we get, Janelle, talking to Brad, that he needs to understand that Nehemiah and Melinda, will end up throwing votes their way. And then Brad's like, I want to talk to him. Like, I want to call it out. And, Janelle's like, I don't think that's a good idea. Like, let it ride for now.
Yeah.
Out of everybody,
I think Brad is in the worst position here in dealing with an alliance like the King's Palace that is so sort of like in your face, hard to deny that it's there. But Brad's not a part of it.
Right.
But Brad's a friend of somebody, like a close friend of somebody who is.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you know, the King's Palace has sort of drawn their lines in the sand. Brad is outside of that line. So Brad has to sort of try to dismantle the alliance.
Right.
But Nehemiah thinks that Brad owes him something to just sort of leave them alone
or
something.
Yeah, just because they're friends.
It's unreasonable in a game like this, but, you know, so it is. That's Brad's hand at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. But he kind of takes Janelle's advice and kind of lays low at this point. Then we get a Casey in a video call with her fiance. They've been together 6 years. If she were at home, she would be wedding planning, so she's glad to kind of have this break.
Why did you do that, Wolfie?
Because when Amanda saw this, she's like, oh, look, she's got like a Brian and a Tim.
Yeah!
Like, what's that mean? He's got like a beard, and he's losing his hair.
Yeah, same hairline.
Oh, fuck off, Amanda.
Same hairline. Like, oh, look, she's got an average Joe. It's adorable. Well,
that was my takeaway, was average Joe, but I wouldn't say that
Brian or Tim, an average Joe.
Say
are you guys not average Joes? Like,
I'm
you
not
don't,
average Joe.
You're
Amanda,
not below average Joes.
I drive a Tesla.
Shut your
Amanda.
Mouth.
That's
you ain't nobody.
Joe.
You ain't nobody.
I drive a Tesla.
He's pretty much best friends with Elon Musk.
Yeah. Got
you ain't nobody.
Dial.
You ain't Tesla nobody. And I think it's adorable. Like, I love you guys. You guys are average Joes, and I like an average Joe.
Well,
I don't need somebody who's
spin
super
that as
pretentious and
negatively
terrible.
As Amanda is. But I will say, I did appreciate that he wasn't like... I picture Casey as with like a gym bro frat guy. Kind
yeah,
of a, guy.
A dude bro. Yeah,
like a dude bro guy. Dude bro. And this guy was he did seem just like a normal guy.
I loved him. He looked super nice.
Joker says he probably has money.
He might have money. He probably drives a Tesla. That guy.
He has very kind eyes. I have a thing for kind eyes. Brian has very kind eyes.
No, he doesn't.
Yes,
look at those eyes.
Eyes of a serial killer.
They are not. They are very nice kind eyes.
He's got cold, empty, dark, terrible eyes.
Heard of the Peoria Strangler? Nobody's caught me yet.
Anyway, listen, I know where
you're
at. That's
an office joke, by the way.
I got it. I've been doing the office.
Let's see. Okay, that takes us to the challenge, friends.
I will smash his head and eat it.
Do you think Toby was the screen?
I think so.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Have you watched The Matrix, by the way?
Yeah, it sucked. That fucking movie was terrible. Did you watch it?
No, I haven't watched it.
It's awful. It's fucking, it's terrible.
I told you it was going to be terrible.
We didn't want to watch, I don't want to watch it.
You know. What can I say? I gotta watch it. What can I say?
Remember how excited you were?
I was so excited. I was excited.
I don't know if we could do the podcast. The Matrix is coming out.
That's it. That's what I was like. I was like, get it. I gotta hear what he has got to say about the Matrix.
Sucked.
Terrible. All right. Let's get into the challenge. You know what doesn't suck? TJ
Spider-Man.
TJ driving
Spider-Man
up.
Doesn't suck.
Oh, Spider-Man
that
didn't suck. Did you see it?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, Tim, you watched the stupid damn Matrix, but you haven't watched Spider-Man?
Because
you
could watch it at home.
Yeah,
he doesn't
care.
Want to go out to it.
No, I don't go do things.
No, listen, you're gonna start coming with us to the
fuck
to these great fucking movies.
Go Spider-Man.
It was great.
All right.
So what's so the other thing that was great is TJ driving up in a car, looking
was
all fucking amazing.
No,
people are just like, get look, woo, clapping and stuff. I'm he's driving a fucking car.
I was like, it's a Pinto too. It's not even a cool car. It's
he's like, not even like doing like donuts or anything. It's just straight away. Get out.
TJ used Volvo.
But he
who
got out
shit?
That car and he took those aviators out and he off and he just strutted down
whatever.
The road.
Dumb.
All right.
Anyways.
So he's no Casey's husband.
Listen,
Joe
they put
Schmo,
Riding Dirty right. behind it and it's all fucking makes it spectacular. So TJ announces that this challenge is called Steer Clear.
See, if they did that for TJ, they should have used the Weird Al white and nerdy version for Casey's boyfriend.
Right, there you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And for you, apparently, Wolfie.
Yeah, and both of us.
I'm not signing off. I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm not accepting of you, this Amanda.
Whatever.
You're nerdier than I am.
Way
you know,
nerdier.
You know that's not true.
You got
that's
a
way
tech
true.
Job.
You're,
what are you talking about? You
say
work
you're
in
way
tech.
Into,
I work in tech. That doesn't
Stop
make me a nerdy
it.
Guy.
Oh,
so,
it
does. So
does
Elon Musk. And look at him.
It does. He is nerdy as all get out. What are you talking about? Elon Musk is a nerdy.
Just saying.
Like, he's gross nerdy.
Tim was a giant computer nerd.
Yeah.
Ever since he was in high school, so.
Yeah, well.
Continues to this day. It's fine.
Yeah, but now it bought me the Tesla, so maybe go fuck yourself.
All it is a computer on wheels, so.
That's right.
That's nerd. Where Tim is happiest.
A life
nerd.
In
inside
life in
of his computer.
Nerd alert.
That's right.
Oh,
all right, so who goes home this
listen,
episode?
Can so we be done? Let's talk
Nobody.
About this. No,
I've,
let's talk
I've
about
had
this.
Had enough torture this
let's,
episode.
Let's talk about this challenge. It's called Steer Clear. TJ says that each team will start on the back of a monster truck. One is strapped to a boom 20 feet in the air, and the other partner is steering the boom back and forth so that the partner out on the boom can get the flags. And then the cars will race past you, and you have to grab as many flags as you can. The team to collect the most flags will win, and the least flags are going into the arena.
Yep.
I feel like this is another one we were talking about last episode.
Yes.
Sounds great on paper.
It does.
Sounds great.
Agreed.
Boring as fuck.
It was boring to watch, but they also seemed like they kind of knew it was boring to watch. So it went, it went kind of fast.
They moved it right along.
Yeah,
they moved it right along.
I wasn't bored watching this, but it was a pretty boring challenge to watch.
Yeah.
Because it was just somebody just kind of swinging around. And
with the exception of Ayana screaming and high-pitched saying, shit, motherfucker! Like, she was screaming out like this, like, weird, high-pitched, like, creepy.
Because the flags didn't look like they were hard to get a hold of.
No.
No.
But did you, like, I was wondering, as I watched this, like, could you take more than one flag at a time? And was that a thing? Was it you can only take one flag off a post at a time?
I feel like the cars were slowing down and then going by again.
Yeah.
So you could take another flag.
Right. So you think that it might have been a one at a time
kind of
rule?
One at a time, but you could go for the same car multiple times.
Okay.
Yeah.
I knew they were going back and forth.
They got to tell us these things.
No, I knew they were going back and forth, but I didn't realize, like, my reaction is, like, try to swipe the whole pole.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, like, why are more people not trying to just get all of the flags in one swoop and stick them in their bag? And then I... God, I've had way too much to drink. then I stop and think, like, well, maybe they just had a rule where you could only take one flag at a time.
They must have had a rule. Yeah. But yeah, they got to tell us these things.
They do.
You know, they take 10 seconds and tell us.
Give me one the flag at minutia.
Blah, 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 blah,
maybe
blah,
just give me a title card.
Yeah.
Like MTV, if you just flashed a title card with all the minutia rules, like, you don't have to say them out loud because that's a lot. I get it. That's fine. But if you just flash a little title card for us so that we could kind of see it, it would be awesome.
I feel like we need
would
that.
Really like
I feel
it.
Like we need that. Yeah. There's been a lot of challenges that we've talked about that are like, we don't get the rules.
We don't get all
How do we
them.
Evaluate how this worked and we don't know all the rules?
And exactly. Just flash it up on the screen real quick. We'll pause. We'll read it.
Yeah.
You don't have to stay very long.
You live in the future. You can pause stuff
now. Yes, exactly. There we go. Just another good thing we've offered up MTV. let's roll through. Let's see. Who else has anything to say? Not much at all, except for Letarian has an unusually hard time moving the arm of the thing, which I wouldn't take Letarian for having a hard time here. So this was kind of weird to me.
Yeah, it is. It's one of those weird things. I feel like it's, you have to sort of know how to use your body weight in a certain way.
Uh-huh.
And so there is, even though it seems simple, there's some athleticism involved.
Sure.
Letarian is strong, but I don't think he's like a, he's not that guy that can do that stuff on the fly. You know, he's not like a CT that's, you know, he can kind of raw
agile
muscle.
Or kind of intuitive body movements.
Right.
I think that's really what it is like, right?
I think Letarian kind of body just movements. Muscles things.
Yeah.
Whereas it would have been better if you kind of took a step back and pulled towards you, but he just kind of pushed it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He just, not exactly the most graceful way to do it.
Okay. I mean, I was. He's just a super strong dude. I didn't take him for having trouble with this. Then we get the other thing was the Casey and Kahata round, where Casey just tried so hard. Like, she doesn't like heights things, so her dangling above the moving ground was probably hard for her.
Mm-hmm.
But she talks about how much, Kahata wanted her as a partner and how she doesn't want to let him down.
Yep.
Beautiful. I think this is adorable. Yes, this is adorable. And I love Kahata. Like, love Kahata.
Friend of the show.
So this is touching for me, and I'm excited that she is working so hard for him at this point.
Yeah. She's surprising me, and I think most people that
you know,
we remember her of just, she was the quitter. She quit everything.
You know,
she gave up easily.
Yes.
She quit the one trampoline one, I guess. But other than that, like, she's had a really
good
attitude
and
done it.
She's been doing stuff this season,
Yeah, it's been nice to see a new Casey.
Let's see. So, TJ says that the winner that got the most flags were Brad and Jody.
What?
No shocker.
What?
No shocker.
Brad and Jody won?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
This is now the third daily that Jody has won in a row, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
She says that she actually feels stronger now, even stronger now than she did 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And I think that that is something to do with the fact that she is just as strong and everybody else has gotten older. Right. So Jody has kept up her kind of level of athleticism and working out, yeah. Whereas everyone else has let it slide a little. So I think that that's kind of that feeling where she feels stronger, but I think it's just she is maintained.
Yeah.
More than anybody. She looks practically she did when she competed back then. So,
I think she's like the female CT.
Agreed.
She's just good at shit.
She is.
She's very
athletic. She's smart. So she adjusts the things as they change. She's got all of those things. Yeah. And she thinks of like ways to do things smarter rather than harder. Yeah.
The only reason, she only did a handful of challenges back in the day. And I feel like that is the only reason we don't talk about her as one of the strongest women ever on
because
this
she
show.
Only was on for a very short period of time.
Because she's got to be up there.
We forget her, kind of.
Yeah.
But
she's
how does
be
she not
as good
get
as Evelyn?
Oh, she gets more accolades than Evelyn, a Laurel, or even
Cara Maria,
or Sarah. Women.
Yeah, Sarah. Yep.
You know, I mean, all these people that we have talked and doted over, like Jody did not get her just due. She just didn't compete long enough.
Yeah.
In these more elevated challenges. Like, we got Jody when they were like carnival, you know, like little games.
She
like,
fucking dominated
those.
Exactly.
She killed those, but like, we didn't get to see her in this level, so we don't think about her often when we really should, because she's incredible, and I'm excited to have her back, and I hope that she keeps coming back for these all-star seasons, because it really raises the bar for the women, for sure.
I do too. Yeah, no, she's an incredible athlete.
And the men, for that matter.
Yes, I think she's better than every man up there, too.
Yes.
She's just...
Agreed. I think she is. I think she's better than Brad.
She probably is. Yeah. I mean, she's
100%.
Just... 100%.
She could win this thing on her own merits alone.
Yeah, she is a monster. Yeah. And I really like seeing her compete. I hope we get to see it. Mm-hmm. In future seasons, too. But yeah, she's dominating this season.
It's incredible
it's
to watch.
I love seeing it. Yeah.
And then Melinda is worried with Brad and Jody in power, even though Nehemiah has his relationship. And then TJ announces that the two worst players were down to one flag that separated the two of them. Letarian and Jasmine ended up being last place, and they were life shield holders, so they ended up being negated right here. Now, I think this is the way you do it. Exactly. Don't you like, why do we go to the meeting and then take them out? At this point we say, hey, you finished last. So it's the next person that finished last after you who's going in.
But that doesn't always work. And then they can use it to save other people if they want, which is why they go.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But if you're last, this makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
But, you know, even if that wasn't the rule though, they would have destroyed the life shield as they always have the last few weeks. They throw them in, they save themselves. You know, but it's the life shield shit is broken. Just remove this from the game. We don't need this anymore.
No, it worked here. It worked because otherwise Letarian and Jasmine would have been going into elimination. It worked for them.
Spoiler alert. Nobody gets a life shield at the end of this episode. So maybe next episode we'll see.
I hope we don't see it again. But yeah, I guess it did work in this. They saved themselves right at the elimination instead of saving themselves later.
I don't feel like,
who fucking cares?
Yeah.
Who cares?
I don't feel like mid-season they're going to be like, well, this doesn't work. Let's get rid of it. I think that it's going to go to the
end
of
ride.
Season 10.
It's what
know,
it is.
I know, but it sucks. This is stupid. It's stupid. Steve and Casey broke it, and it's just broken now.
I think it works as long as it keeps you safe if you end up last, and that's fine. So then we get basically the second last place team was Tech and Ayana. So they are going straight into the arena.
Yep.
Brad and Jody will nominate two teams. Brad knows that he will have to nominate Nehemiah with the options left.
So you can't throw in Letarian and Jasmine. Mm-hmm. But they have to throw in somebody else from King's Palace just because of who King's Palace is and how abrasively annoying they are.
Well, just how upfront they are with the alliance. Like, basically Brad's like, if Nehemiah would have ran under the radar, I could have saved him at this
That's
point.
The thing. Play it cool.
But
act like you don't have an
because Nehemiah
alliance.
Was so blatant about his alliance that was basically against Brad's alliance, Brad has no options here.
Yeah.
And that's really what it is. Like, it's not that Brad wants to do this. It's that Nehemiah has just come basically out and been like, hey, I'm a part of this group. And so Brad has no choice. Like, what's he going to do? Like, his side of the house and his group that he's working with is against your side, and you're the only option on that side.
Right.
Like, I have no choice.
Yeah. No, I think it's totally fair and reasonable. And that's the thing. Like, Brad, I think, talks about it in the same way you just did, Amanda. Like, it's a logical game move. There's only one thing you can do, and Brad has every intention of doing that thing.
Yeah.
But he's also worried because he knows Nehemiah is going to take it very personally.
Yes.
And not as a game move, but as a friendship move. Mm-hmm. And it is not about that. It's just, this is game.
And the funny thing is that if Nehemiah was in this exact same situation, I cannot say that King's Palace wouldn't have talked him into a very similar situation when Nehemiah would have more options than just Brad.
Yeah.
No. But I do feel like, you know, whereas it's kind of like, yeah, it's like, Nehemiah, why are you being so high and mighty at this point? Because I do think you would have thrown your buddy in.
He totally would have. Yes. He talks about it in confessionals that it's $500,000. Yes. No friendship is worth that. I'm going to throw my friends in. I'm going to do whatever I can to win
it. He says at the end of, like, when he finishes the last elimination or the last challenge, he says, like, something along the lines of, like, if I did good enough to win, then King's Palace for life. If I didn't, then I'm going to say, like, hey, remember, we're all friends.
Yeah.
You know, like, so, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He knows what he's doing.
It's kind of crap that he's making Brad feel bad about this.
Knees hurt. We've been podcasting for 2 hours trying to reposition myself.
Wolfie's knees can't take two hours of podcasting.
Yeah.
Terrible.
I need to stretch him out.
Yeah, but no, fuck Nehemiah. And this is like, I've said that for a long time, and I agree with it still now. For this reason, he takes things way too personally. They don't need to be. He's kind of a hypocrite in terms of, like, he'll make these game moves, but nobody else is you know, can make
allowed
game moves.
Allowed to, yeah.
I don't know. I just can't. I think I would be cool with Nehemiah as a person, as a player in this game.
Outside of this game.
He fucking drives me insane.
I think
insane.
He's kind of a fessy. Like, don't you feel like he is kind of a
always
fessy.
A victim and always
and
a hypocrite?
He's always always this weird, like, I can do this but you can't. Like, oh, but we're friends. But I can turn on this other friendship. Yeah, I do. I feel like he is very much the fessy. Also has this really elevated opinion of themselves.
Yeah.
But wants the easiest route to the final, like the Steve, you know what I mean? It's just like, it's just weird, you know, like he's a lot like Fessy.
Yeah. He sucks. Yeah. He sucks.
Sucks.
I love Nehemiah though. I mean, I don't want to get it wrong. Like, I mean, I do love him and I do feel like I could be friends with him outside of here.
Yeah. Watching
which
him
is
play
the difference,
game is really frustrating.
Which is different than Fessy, because I think Fessy only presents to the camera that personality that you can't stand. Whereas Nehemiah, I do feel like I know his, like, personal personality, because I feel like he's played very much with his heart in the past. Whereas this season, he's very much trying to play with his, you know, intelligence rather than his heart. But yeah, it's weird because I do feel that way about Nehemiah, where I don't think I'll ever feel that way about Fessy, because other than Big Brother, where I did feel like he was kind of a low-key guy, once he's got on the challenge, he's been acting a fool. So
yeah,
Bessie's terrible.
Yeah,
Bessie's terrible. Nehemiah's terrible.
So yeah,
the end.
So then we get the Brad and Jody deliberation. Jody says that she thinks that it should be Nehemiah and Melinda with Janelle and Darrell as a smokescreen. Brad basically says to Jody, like, hey, you know, really Janelle and Darrell did really good this challenge, and that instead he would rather put up
throw them in
Kata and Casey. Mm-hmm. Just because basically they've already said their name, you know, her name and and his name, and it's basically an easier thing. Yep. Basically keeping Janelle and Darrell very close to them, which
smart
Brad's smart here. They are the other power couple here. Short of Nehemiah and Melinda, I think that they are for sure a power couple.
Sure.
On that side of the house. But as far as his side of the house goes, keeping the closest group of Janelle and Darrell kind of fully safe, fully in your trust, is a smart move on Brad's part. So
yep.
So yeah,
that's my boy.
That's so, yeah.
Good old Brad.
Yeah, I'm not a huge Brad fan, but.
What?
I am not. Those freaking intense eyes.
Bulging eyes.
Now it's a necklace.
Oh, my God. Those intense eyes. And he's much better this season than he was last season, you know, or the, you know, the last season. It's we've had some good and bad of Brad since he's come back, and this is definitely a better season for him, and maybe I'll feel better about him next season because of this season. But yeah, I don't know. I just don't like intense Brad. I don't like
love it.
I don't like Brad
douchey, like fucking I don't giant muscle Brad. Like
don't congratulations.
Like Brad. Don't like Brad. Oh yeah.
Not a big fan.
Well, put me on your list because you're on my list. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Congratulations, you're meathead, son. Yeah. You know what? Don't ever put your fucking hands on my underwear. Underpants, he might have said. Underpants.
Listen, I don't have any of these quotes, and I have no idea.
Brad's great.
But he is.
You want a piece of me?
He's just not my fave. I much more adore Kahata, for sure,
well,
than Brad.
I mean, come on. You can't. That's not.
Kahata.
Those aren't comparable.
Yeah, but I'm really sad. Basically, they end up putting Nehemiah and Melinda and Casey and Kahata up for elimination. Brad approaches Nehemiah after Nehemiah sees who has been voted. And he says that he tried to push for a different play, but he just couldn't make it work. I don't know how hard Brad tried here. I don't think he tried very hard. But basically Nehemiah walks off. Melinda, though, she says she totally gets it. Like, you know, I do think that Nehemiah took this way too freaking personal.
Yeah.
Of course. Kahata finds out that he's up there. Brad says, don't worry, we have the votes. And Kahata says, hey, I trust him. And as long as everyone keeps to their word, I should have no problem. So yeah, then we get Kahata going to Casey. Kahata says, hey, I'm not worried. I'm just checking in on you. Are you okay? And Casey's like, no, I'm fucking pissed, dude. Why not Janelle and Darrell? And that's really where Kahata is just like this, you know, kind of very nice guy who's not like thinking about like, well, it could have been somebody else. Like, whereas Casey's like, yeah. Dude, my name's already been thrown in there. Why couldn't it have been Janelle and Darrell? I knew it had to be somebody from our side, but why not them?
Yeah. But it makes sense why not them, right?
Sure.
I mean, I think Casey's just being like, I get what Casey's
she's
coming
just
from
getting,
here.
Yes, exactly.
She's all up in her feels. She's pregnant.
Well, she realizes, spoiler. I think she realizes at this point that she's at the bottom of their alliance.
Well, yeah,
and that's really what
that.
It is.
She
should
have known that. She's Casey. She's going to be at the bottom of
well,
every
she
alliance.
Is, but
no
she,
offense,
I think
Casey.
She thought Kahata had bigger pull.
Oh, no. Casey, Kahata would be at the bottom no matter who he was with, too.
Right. He's always been. He's always been.
No offense to either of them. Casey, it's just her sort of general attitude. She sucks at these things and she quits all the time. Kahata, it's just his size. He's just not a big dude.
Right.
And so people think they can beat him. And so they keep him around for that. It's unfortunate for both of them. But I think Kahata's a little more just realistic about like, we just gotta accept our role here. This is just what it is.
Kahata says, like, I guess I just have to trust my handshakes. And Casey's like, hey, I'm glad you got handshakes.
Right.
Like,
but my point,
I didn't get any of these deals.
When she said that, I said, Casey, go get your handshakes then.
Well, first of all, you're attached to Kahata. You should just be okay with his handshakes at this point.
Yeah, but also if she's that worried about it, this is a game of relationships.
Yeah.
Go up and shake people's hands.
Right, exactly.
Talk to
make
them.
Deals.
It's a social game, and Casey's like a nice social woman. She can do it. She can make these connections.
That'd be amazing.
And do this.
She goes up, doesn't say anything, starts
shaking. Right, just shaking every hand, not saying a word, staring intensely into their eyes.
She has Brad eyes.
You know what this means, right?
You know. Let's see. Then we get Janelle and Melinda talking. Janelle says that she has to vote on what I see. Basically, what she sees that they're celebrating. There's a huge line drawn in the sand. And Melinda tries to justify, like, every team celebrates when they win. And Melinda's like, yeah, but this might be over the top.
Janelle said that.
Melinda said that. every team celebrates, but then Janelle said yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But this might be over the top.
Well, yeah, because you got to assume if you're not in the King's Palace, when they're in their bedroom dancing and rapping and stomping the ground and stuff, it's hard to feel included. I mean, like, you have to look at them as sort of the enemy. They're celebrating because they won, you know, against you.
Well, that's it, though. That's the whole deal, is that they're celebrating their win over you.
Yeah.
So, yes, that's going to create some hard feelings.
Yeah.
And a line in the sand. Janelle says that she has to do what she has to do for herself. And then Melinda tries to act like she would never say Janelle's name. I call BS. Like, I don't think anyone here could say that without a doubt, that they would never say somebody else's name.
Yeah.
So then Melinda goes and tells the King's Palace what Janelle said about them, being in everyone's face. Nehemiah says that it's just them using this as a justification to throw them in. Nehemiah, I think it's the truth. But whatever. Then we get a restaurant and lounge bar night.
Oh, I actually really liked this. What did you guys think of this?
Oh, part? I love this because Nehemiah went off the rails.
Wolfie doesn't care about anything. No. I liked it just that it wasn't a club night like we see in the MTV flagship show. Mm. This is people like our age.
This is a bar.
This is what we would do, right?
A restaurant bar. Yeah.
You sit outside.
Have some drinks.
You fucking sit down and you stay sitting down.
Yeah, we're sitting. Yeah.
And, you know, there's yelling and drama and stuff. And they just kind of look at the yelling and drama like, all right, keep drinking. Just like,
right.
You're there for a social drinking time. You're not there to fight and dance and mess around. You know, it's just.
Yeah.
This looked very grown up. I could picture myself in that outdoor.
Oh, yeah. Sitting in these places. Yeah, for sure. Very much segregated into two different groups.
Yeah, the alliances are clearly.
Clearly sitting
drawn
together.
Out here. Yep.
Yep. Basically, Darrell and Brad's side of the house kind of celebrate, but they say, don't over celebrate. And they cheers each other. Brad says that he knows that he has a decision. Has to make this decision that he can't throw away his whole game for just one person, basically. Yeah.
Being Nehemiah.
Nehemiah, yep. Then we get the King's Palace. Letarian is pissed that Darrell doesn't have to go or isn't voted in. Like, Letarian, what are you...
he's like, not going to go in.
Yeah,
whoever
exactly.
The other person is not going in anyway. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. They yell, come get this. They also yell that they have store-bought muscles on that side. Yeah. Nehemiah says, we fucking kings. You think I'm scared? Like, it's intense.
It's fucking ridiculous. It's this
Nehemiah is just
bravado,
very passive-aggressive, too. Like, I'm not talking to you, but I'm over here yelling loud enough with my buddies so that you hear me and get pissed off. I'm really proud at how far Brad has come, that he did not react to this and become defensive at this moment.
He didn't do the underwear necklace?
No, he did not.
But how great would it have been if he went over and gave Nehemiah a wedgie? Yeah.
And said,
That's right. See? It would have been great.
It would have been pretty great.
It did look childish. It looked foolish. It looked silly. This whole thing was just kind of fucking ridiculous. Yeah. Wolfie?
It was fine, I guess. I don't know.
You didn't think it was a little immature? People in their 30s and 40s doing that passive-aggressive yelling and shit like that?
Whatever.
You don't care?
They do it on the main show, too.
Yeah, but the main show is people in their 20s, and I kind of expect that.
Fessy's 30.
Fair enough. But you kind of expect it from young, stupid people. The older people, I was a little disappointed in Nehemiah that this is, and Tech, and Letarian. I mean, all these guys of just like... Hey, how about you shut the fuck up and play the game? Don't get all passive
aggressive
and angry.
Drinks start flowing. Stuff happens. I just remember you calling.
Clearly, look at Amanda. Drinks are flowing. Speaking of drinks flowing.
Calling people in your apartment building. Hey, Baldy. Striped shirt.
I was 21. That's the thing. I was a child. I wouldn't do that now. And plus,
I bet you would do it now.
All right, I might
do it. If you had some drinks.
I might. I like to antagonize people. But this is, like, I don't think I would antagonize friends like this. Or if I did, I'd have
You to wouldn't? See how many times you've agonized? And see, I can't even say the word. I'm so angry.
I'm getting Wolfie all fired up. No. Reminiscing about times I pissed you off while drunk. Sorry, all right, tell me a time. No, tell me a time. When did I antagonize you, Wolfie?
Tell the story while I stir my drink here.
Spill it.
There's no like main story, but like I would hang out with you and Polk, and then both of you would just shotgun at me.
And
and I like a good joshing, so I would try to give it back, but then you would both like, and then just unload on me again. So I would just be like, all right, well, I guess I'm not hanging out with you two together anymore.
But we were in our 20s, right?
You two are bad influences on each other.
Would I do that now?
It was close to 30 because I remember there was one time Brian Polk was in town and we were all down at Kelleher's, and it was one of those instances where you and
me and Polk were on you, Wolfie.
No, because that's what me and Tim were talking.
Oh, okay, that was after.
So we were somewhere with Polk, and we ended up at Kelleher's, and then we were just going home. There was no thing, but Tim had showed up.
No.
Wasn't like a big drama.
That wasn't that time.
I knew you were gonna be there. It wasn't like a big drama.
Were we down at Richard's some night?
And as I was leaving, you held up your drink and we kinda clinked. Just like, yep, Captain. We're not on the best terms right now, but respect. And then we just left.
That was cool.
No, it must have been Richard's then. No, no, Richard's. Must have been a Richard's night then when
I don't know.
Tim and Brian and the kids. We called them the kids. those fucking
Josh and
band
Tim.
Kids. Oh, the band Josh kids. And, like we called them the kids. Even though they were all my age. Like that's funny, right? You guys all called them the kids, but they were really like my age.
I never
called
them that.
I remember I was smoking a cigar on your Underhill apartment.
Yeah. In the courtyard.
No, we were out on the
Front porch?
The porch.
Right.
Stairs, whatever.
Right.
And I was smoking it, and somehow I had got the tobacco lit so that the tobacco was burning, but the paper on the outside wasn't burning.
Oh, yeah.
That's so cool. It looked like a full cigar. And I'm like, this is amazing. And I was like, dude, look at this. And you went, bam, smacked it out of my hand into my cup.
Yeah.
I was so pissed.
Wasn't I a charming guy back then?
You are so charming.
Those were the days. Sorry, Wolfie. You'll never recreate that moment either with the burning of the
No, paper. If I see that, I'm like running away. I'm going to take this home and smoke it in secret. Tim can never know.
Never show Tim that I did this.
He would just grab it and just crumple it up.
That's right. I was like, fuck that cigar.
I'm going to fucking break that thing. Fuck you and your cool thing. No. I don't want you to have anything cool. Man.
No, but then Tim.
Fuck it over.
Yeah, we'd be out at the keg and Tim would be like, oh, I invited everybody in my building to come down, but I don't know him. Hey, Baldy, hey, striped shirt.
Yeah.
And then he almost gets in a fist fight.
Oh, no, they loved it. They loved my nickname.
No, they did not.
They didn't like that.
Mullins had to be like, all right.
Yeah, Mullins is
just take some beer and go back to your apartment.
Fight, calmer, downer. Yeah, I was the instigator.
People love our stories. So, no context for it.
Hey, good times.
So the next morning, we get Brad sitting outside, and Nehemiah walks out.
Talking about friendship.
It's a nice transition, friends. Just like Brian and Tim have reconciled, Nehemiah comes.
Speak for yourself, Wolfie. I'm still pissed about that fucking cigar.
He hid it for multiple years while we did this podcast. Yeah,
that's right. Just wait till you get another cigar.
Just wait. Brad says that their friendship is more important to him. Nehemiah says basically that friendships is about having those tough conversations. Like he really just wanted Brad to kind of give him a heads up,
right?
Beforehand. And that's really what he was hurt about. Okay. Like whatever.
All right.
Brad apologizes and Nehemiah accepts it and that's it.
But let's have a conversation guys about a friendship being worth $500,000.
Sure.
I'd be like, Tim, you give me like 20 grand. You can treat me however you want afterwards. See, if I win, I'll give you 20 grand.
I picture it more like, let's say TJ Lavin walks into this room right now and says, Wolfords, 500 grand right now, but you can never talk to Tim again.
500 grand?
Yeah. I would be like, Wolfie, it was nice knowing you, bud. Congratulations on the half mil, and we'll see you later. And no hard feelings. Like, I get it. Why are these people acting like $500,000 is worth more than a friendship? It's not. It can't be, right? It can't be.
Tim.
It's worth less than a friendship, you mean? That's what you're saying.
Here's the other side of it.
Sorry, I meant less than.
I'd be like, I'm sorry, TJ. I could not give up my friendship for $500,000.
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
No.
You would do that. Why wouldn't you do that? $500,000?
No.
You're out of your mind. Well, we gave away our friendship for like 5 or 10 years of much less, than half a million.
That was principle. That was not money. That was principle.
That was ego is what that was.
Well, that was still.
That was ego and principle, and that's way different.
Well, still, I don't think,
but,
I don't.
But there was reconciliation with this money. Comes never, like forever. Never. Exactly. Could you say forever?
I'd have
forever?
To block you on all social media.
Like, we that's have to block you forever.
Because really,
they
say like, oh, friendships are priceless. But it's like, is it really? Because if somebody came in here and offered you $10 billion, you would take that, right?
Oh, $10 billion for so sure.
Billion?
Somewhere in between zero and $10 billion is the line.
Like
$1 billion? You would take $1 billion too.
No.
$1
million? Oh, $1 billion.
You would take $1 million. I think you would take $1
million. I wouldn't take $1
million. Would be close.
Mill would be a stretch. It's okay. After taxes. Like, really, right. Is it life-changing enough that I literally could have anything I wanted for the rest of my life, and it wouldn't matter that I didn't have you?
Right, because I offer so much value.
Amanda, and that's really what it's
you really
about.
Have to think about it.
Let's be real.
I
Amanda,
do offer a lot. My relationships with people offer a lot to me.
Amanda would not even think about it. No, I'm just saying because...
Get rid of Tim. All right. Yeah. I loved him.
I would support you in getting rid of me.
Because you were a friendship that came with me.
True, yes.
Okay.
It's a tertiary, right. But I do love you. As a friend myself,
I love you
too
very much, both of you. But yeah. $500,000, I'd be okay not talking to you.
I no see offense where you rate.
Right. Hey, I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Brian
like,
was just getting ready to
shit.
Say that it was okay for me, but he would never do
I wouldn't.
See?
I'm like, I'm sorry, man. It's not worth half a mil.
It's a bizarre hypothetical because we'll never be in this situation, but yes. I wouldn't blame either of you to take $500,000 over the friendship. Mm. I wouldn't be this guy being like, that's all I'm worth to you is $500,000. Like, no, I get it.
Oh, no,
I get it.
I'm totally you too. I totally get if you had that option, if you chose it. Like, I would never fucking slight you for
it. Oh, I would.
The,
I'd be pissed.
Too bad. I'm not talking to you again.
ADHD thing where we're just like,
go be pissed over there, Wolfie.
Like,
go be pissed over there.
Look, I said I wouldn't take it. He totally took it. What an asshole.
Go be pissed over there somewhere away from me because
we're going to go buy another fucking Tesla.
We can't be friends anymore.
Right.
This is my weekend Tesla.
That's right.
Listen, then we get Casey thinking she might be preggers.
Oh, yeah. If you ask me what I was missing from the challenge, it'd be Casey pissing on a stick. Yep. I'm so glad I get it.
Yeah,
I'm so glad.
You get it.
I get it.
And then you get the sweet video call with her fiance.
Who's just a normal dude like me and you because he's losing his hair.
He's just a normal receding hairline fella with some facial hair like you and Brian.
Sitting on his back deck somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does look pretty ripped out. Like, let's not talk about it. Like, but like, we don't need to talk about it in depth.
I didn't look at his shoulders.
Like,
didn't you
notice
that ripped out?
Like, his shoulders looked big, and he looked like he was maybe like a little
fat. People have big shoulders too.
That's right.
Like,
I got big shoulders.
All right, let's move on. Let's move on from this guy. What's this guy's name? Kyle or something? Shit like that. Kurt.
Kyle. Maybe it is Kyle.
I don't know what it was. So yeah, basically she was exhausted. She took a test. It was positive. She took a few more. They both chuckled. They're so happy.
Isn't that the way you'd want to find out?
Casey isn't going to tell anybody.
Your wife in a different country telling you over Zoom, like, hey, guess what? I'm pregnant.
That's the dream.
You're not even married yet.
That's the dream.
Okay.
That's the dream. Yeah. He looked thrilled.
Yeah.
He looked so excited. Or did he look like, can I go? I got TV to watch. Can I go yet, Casey?
So, yeah. Basically, Casey decides that she is not going to tell anybody going into selection because she doesn't want to cause Kahata any negative repercussions from
she
this.
She thinks she's being smart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's not, though.
She's not, though.
So, it takes us to selection.
Don't say my name, bitch.
Blah, blah, blah. Kahata says he's proven his word carries weight. Casey says she's speechless. Love you all. Melissa says she's been enjoying this experience and that's all she's got to say. Then we get Nehemiah. Nehemiah understands why he is where he is. And then he gives a little spiel about how, minorities come from royalty. That's why he's named his group the King's Palace. And that if that puts a target on his back, he's okay with it. And he also tells us that just like Ayana, he has slept in his uniform and he is ready to compete.
Yeah.
Good speech. Love this, Tim?
Yeah.
I didn't.
He slept in his uniform.
I didn't hate this. I thought it was a good speech. Yes. It justified why the King's Palace exists, which, you know, it's no secret. Like that totally makes sense.
Yes.
But the King's Palace has enemies, and I don't think Nehemiah glazed over that. Like,
no, but I think that Nehemiah was just up front. Like, I understand, like, why I'm here, and if it's here because I created this group of strong people of color, that is fine, and I'm okay with that, and I've worn my uniform, and I'm ready to compete.
Yeah, this was a mature, reasonable response. This is what I wish we would have seen from the beginning. Maybe Nehemiah just needed that chat with Brad. Maybe Brad should have done it earlier to get rid of some of the pettiness. But this was, I thought this was totally appropriate, like an appropriate thing.
I was really sad when Letarian got so upset about how he couldn't help anything. He couldn't do anything to help his fellow kings, basically Tech and Ayana and Melinda and Nehemiah. So, that takes us to the arena.
Cha-cha.
Don't say my name, bitch.
Big ass a bitch! Bitch!
I'm confused.
Terrible. Old man got confused, right? I know. You haven't even had a single drink.
What button is this?
I've drank like an entire giant glass of fucking bourbon and now like one and a half of these, and you're just like.
Alphonse agrees with 1 billion.
Amanda's drunk.
Says 1 billion. Yes, I agree.
Yeah. Alphonse, what are you agreeing with?
Yeah, 1 billion.
He wouldn't talk to his friend for $1 billion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what I would do. I'd set up college funds for your daughters.
Mm-hmm. Aww. Oh, we love your sweet. Kids, for that's real.
Set them up. I'd be like, well, this is a consolation prize for Tim. Since he can't be graced with my presence anymore.
At least you and can we buy love an your education children. For my children. Thanks, guys.
I'd pay for everyone's children's education. Like, for real.
Everyone?
Well, all of our family. Our family.
What if I want more educating?
Close, like,
Tim doesn't even have
a degree. I always said that. I would agree. No, I always said that if I won the lottery that I would go to school just to prove to people and flip people off that, like, if I wanted to, I could be a pharmacist. I just chose not to. This is a
$500,000 middle finger to you.
It is. No, it only costs about $100K.
That's a lot, though.
$100K.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's why I got to have an extra $100K. Otherwise, it ain't fucking worth it, Tim.
Yeah.
The salary increase isn't worth it. You're fine. Go pee.
Who goes home? Who goes home?
Go pee. We're on the arena. Home. Go pee. So we get to the arena.
Dun, dun.
TJ does the whole fucking announcements. Tech and Ayana are revealed.
We gotta get you some challengers.
Yeah.
Some eliminators.
Yep. We get Nehemiah and Melinda come out. Dun, dun, dun. And then TJ says, we got good and bad news. He says that everyone down here is still in the game.
What?
And that there's going to be no elimination tonight.
What?
What? Everyone is confused. But TJ says we're still going to lose a team tonight. What? TJ drops the big bomb that Casey is no longer able to compete.
People are confused.
Yep. She cries. She says, I'm pregnant.
People get excited. People cheer.
Yep. Kata says it's not his.
It's not mine.
It's not mine. But TJ then announces, pause, please.
Yeah.
TJ then announces that Kata also has to go home. Because Casey is going home and it is a team game and he told them.
They were bonded.
Wait. Weren't Letarian and Kendall bonded?
Yeah. He just didn't want people playing that card like every elimination. Here he comes.
He's right on time.
To me?
Yes, right on time. I said, weren't Kendall and Letarian bonded? So why does Kahana have to go home for Casey?
Yeah.
But Letarian didn't have to go home for Kendall.
This is what I mean. Production putting their finger on the scales. I think production likes the
yes.
King's Palace versus yes. everyone. This keeps yep. that fight going because mm-hmm. otherwise King's Palace would be totally fucking decimated.
Yeah, done. This is it. Like this yep. is the nail in the King's Palace coffin
yep.
this week.
Yep.
One of them goes home. There's only two teams left. Like yeah. they don't have a very good severely fighting chance.
Outnumbered
yes, severely yes. outnumbered. Yeah.
So
yeah.
This keeps that going and actually evens it up a little bit, yep. getting one of the other teams yes. out of there. So I think it keeps some drama going. I think Kahuta was caught in this thing. I do think production kind of put a finger on the scale because there's no other way this makes yeah. sense.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, whatever.
We'll be.
I don't think it does.
I just don't think they want not every time someone gets week. Eliminated, they're like, oh, fuck. So now we have to do these single eliminations and pair up a new team. And so I think they're just like, fuck it. Just if one of them has to go, they both got to go.
Do you think if last maybe, week. But that's do you a, think
even
last
that's
week,
a production decision. That's not a fairness sure. consistency decision.
But do you think that like last week's elimination was tailored to like one person, whereas this elimination was tailored to pairs and they just couldn't make it work?
That's possible.
I mean, that's really what it's got to be, right? Otherwise, yeah. they would have done know. Some kind of individual and let like. Yeah. Kahuta get whoever short, was left.
This is a very short shooting schedule, is, yeah. is my understanding. So any hiccups could yeah. could be like a very potentially huge
yeah.
deal. And so, yeah, maybe this was just sort of the easier route.
Know.
But I don't know. It is 2 weeks in a row, mm-hmm. and it's handled completely differently
yes.
when partner leaves
yes.
you.
Yes, agreed.
Leaves a little bit of a bad taste in your mouth.
Agreed.
Especially when it's our yes. boy Kahuta that gets oh. the short end of the stick on this
I
thing.
I love Kahuta.
That sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, Kahuta has to leave too. I'm just so sad because it does feel like in the challenge, Kahuta just can't catch a break around it. Like,
yeah.
he is an incredible competitor, but I feel like time and time again, we watch this happen to Kahuta, where he's just a nice guy who tries to help other people and through that somehow, ends up getting himself eliminated. So, yeah. Yeah.
Sucks.
Tech says that he'll buy Casey's baby whatever it needs for saving him, basically, because he knew this was his time to go.
Yep.
And Casey is so upset that Kahuta was negatively affected. But Kahuta's okay. Like, he's very okay with it. Listen. Wouldn't you be okay if you were Kahuta and you could go to home to a Hallmark movie?
That's the thing. You got to be okay with
for
it.
For real.
And this like, is who Kahuta is.
Merry Christmas, Kahuta.
There
go
was never
home
any
to
doubt
your Hallmark fucking right, movie life and yeah. fucking love it.
But we never had any doubt, right? If Kahuta's going to get eliminated like this, we know Kahuta's going to go out
yeah.
saying positive things about yeah. his partner anyway and wishing her well. And like, this is who Kahuta is. So it's...
Yep.
Yeah. You know, if Kahuta don't care, I guess I don't care either.
Yeah. So Brad says that he's worried now. Yep. He should be. He's basically shot the first shot and missed unknowingly to him that he would have been in this situation. But yeah. And that Tech saved the palace. And then I said, they recorded it. Like, I was really excited that they played the recording of it. And basically, the end of it is, like, from the recording, it's either you're with us or against us. Yeah. So, dun, dun, dun. What does this mean? Are we going to see a King's Palace revival here over the next few episodes? Are they going to dominate? Or
the next episode has to tell us the future of this.
It
right?
will. It's one way either, or another. Yeah.
Well, it depends on who wins and who loses. Like, that's
you got it.
Those are the two important things, obviously. But
you should throw it on a three shot over there, Tim.
I should do it. Oh, sorry.
Well, I think it's been that way since you got back from the bathroom.
You're just talking to me.
Whoopsie.
It's fine.
Yes, it's either, you know, one of them's going to win, one of them's going to lose. And if a King's Palace person loses and then the other side wins, it's over for King's Palace and vice versa. So we'll see. And if it's, you know, King's Palace loses and wins, well, then it's up to the elimination. I guess.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's up to the elimination. See who can win it.
Yeah. So, but it's evened out, right? The numbers are even now. So
you got it.
We just have
it's
to wait
about who wins and who loses. So step it up, friends. Step it up.
Yep. I agree.
Two, three more episodes. Three.
This was episode 7, I think.
Seven. Yeah, so
three
yeah.
They're 10 typically.
8, 9, yeah. 10.
So yeah. 3 more.
All right.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Head over to challengepod.com, join the Facebook group. Lots of stuff going on in the Facebook group.
Yep.
You can also join our Patreon. What do people get when they join a Patreon, Tim?
$1 a month exclusive access to pre-shows, after-shows, years and years worth of content that you guys can't hear on the podcast itself. So if you want to hear us talk about things other than the challenge, and sometimes the challenge too, you can do that. Give us
mainly fast food reviews.
A lot of food talk. $5 a month video. Where I've been, I will be honest, I've been doing a really shitty job of managing the video tonight, but you can at least watch us.
I got my Santa hat on.
There you go. Amanda's festive. Wolfie's festive. Tim's not. And,
our dog even matches. She has a red and black buffalo chad plaid freaking bandana.
Is that called a buffalo
check? Yes, that's a buffalo check.
Buffalo check.
Yes, that is what I would call a micro buffalo check on his shirt.
I have a bigger one.
Yes, which is the standard buffalo plaid. Yes, that would be the standard buffalo plaad.
Okay.
Did you know red and black call me a buffalo?
Did you know buffalo can be an adjective, a noun, and a verb?
An adjective.
Buffalo wings?
I mean,
oh, buffalo wings.
Buffalo plaid even is like
buffalo plaid. Yes.
You can make a sentence out of seven buffaloes. Buffalo, 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 buffalo. That's a sentence. I don't know why.
Wow, right.
I don't know why. Yeah. But Google it. Google it.
Google it. Do Google it.
That's a sentence that makes sense somehow.
It's a holiday, and we're in the Midwest where the buffalo roam.
Yeah. $2 a month.
Mainly a wildlife park. But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love seeing them out there.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Doing good.
They're very big.
Bison, buffalo.
They're quite big.
They are giant. Just like us.
Right, this is the biggest podcast.
We are. We're like a 6-foot podcast here. Like all of us are about 6 foot or above.
Does Hoops have buffalo wings?
I don't know. We're
about to find out. They got pigs in a blanket, though. They do have pigs in a blanket. They're so good.
But
I'm hungry. I'm really a little tipsy and hungry. So let's finish this.
Back to the Patreons. $2 a month. We say your name. Thank you to Emily, Danielle, Antonio, Nicole, Lucia, Mendy, Ari, Jacqueline, Isabella, Joker, Catherine, Ellen, David, Cab, Andrea, Julie, Taylor, Misty, Katie, Cassandra, Brian, Jamie, Anias, Belle, Abby, Xavier, Janelle, Kyla, Ethan, Cass. I'm not doing very well at this tonight, guys. Shaker, Leanne, Christopher, Carlin, Sarah, Alphonse, Heidi, Allie, Christian, Edward, Angela, Daz, Danielle, Seth, Andrew, Jen, Shelby, Roldan, Ryan, Madeline, Laura, Patty, George, Caroline, Alvin, Luke, LJ, Amanda, Tara, Janelle, Lily, Scott, and Greg.
Thank you.
Cheers, everybody.
We love you
I'm
all.
The only one still drinking.
Merry Christmas.
Sorry, right, we'll give it to you. That's the second time you did it today. So,
thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I guess that's it. For this episode of Challenge, this has been Brian.
Amanda.
Sweet Uncle Team.
And as Kahuta said, it's not mine. It's not mine.
The challenge. Eat a challenge.